Some women get burned by the fire and some women rise from it. Welcome to the Born to Rise Society podcast with Laura Sanzo, where goddesses come to rise and go from survivor mode to creation mode. Are you ready, goddess? Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Born to Rise Society podcast with Laura Sanzo. I'm your host, Laura Sanzo. So I'm so excited to be sitting down today with Rita Rochdy. I hope I said that right. I could listen to Rita forever. She has the most beautiful accent. So welcome, Rita.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Rita is a money mindset expert, and I love that so much, and business coach on the mission of helping 1 million women level up their lives, their businesses, and achieving their financial freedom. I'm pretty sure that's a mission that every woman could get on board with.
Who wouldn't want to do that?
Exactly. I love that. I'm so excited to have you to talk about so many things that I want to talk about. We'll just jump right in. So this podcast really is about women who have overcome adversity to rise from. And I've had an opportunity to read a little bit about your story on your website. So I encourage everyone to go onto your website and check that out. But can you just walk us through a little bit of, you know, that journey from where you were to where you are now and where that mission came from? Let's talk about that mission as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the mission began about 3 years ago when basically an event in my life that I'm not fully yet. It's like such a vulnerable place for me. So I'm going to go ahead and jump over that part. But basically it ignited a passion in me and it inspired me to go into a direction of helping women with their mindset, helping women overcome that, you know, that chatter in the mind of you're not good enough, you know, all of the things. And yeah, so it just so happened that 3 years later, about this year, later on at the beginning of lockdown, I had the time on my hands to actually fully take it and run away with it. And yeah, it's just been a whirlwind since. And now I specialize in money mindset and business. I mean, with 10 years experience in business, I couldn't not. It would be a disservice, right, to not share this knowledge. So yeah, and I mean, in terms of adversity, the biggest block I have found that I faced myself was my own mindset, my own limiting beliefs due to years of conditioning and years of working a certain way. I've always believed that to be successful, you have to work hard. And you know, you see your parents work hard all of their lives. And I believe that that was how you make money. But I found a better way. And it's such a much more of an easier way where you allow the flow of the universe. You allow the universe to support you as you move towards your desires. And I believe that, you know, I thought that self-sacrifice was required when in fact it was when you fill your cup first, you put yourself first, get crystal clear on your intention and have unwavering faith that it's on the way. It's everything that you've ever dreamed of is on the way. Once that's in place, you've just got to lean into your inner guidance, intuition, whatever you want to call it. And once you have that nudge or that inspiration to do something, trust it. Trust that nudge is pushing you in the right direction.
I love that because, you know, I think for COVID, there was a silver lining for a lot of people. It's, you know, I think for a lot of people, it really allowed them to get aligned with their purpose.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I feel like it's allowed the space, you know, whether you've had to take time off work or whatever it is, it made space for us to be able to think clearly, be able to like redirect our lives. And I feel like that's a huge, like you said, a silver lining for a lot of people.
So you say things changed for you when you realized the trauma living inside you was affecting your progress and achieving the results that you desired. So if you could just tell us a little bit about that, maybe how you also work through your clients with that. You know, I feel like a lot of people are going to listen to this and not even make the connection between, you know, even trauma they may have experienced even as children and how maybe showing up in their business years later.
Well, the thing is, I mean, just a few months ago, I was doing all of the things and I was so frustrated because I didn't know why nothing was happening. I didn't know what it was, whether it was the business strategies that I was implementing or whether, you know, the mindset, you know, I thought I kept my mindset right. But what I've remembered was that you attract the things into your life based on what your conscious mind is thinking, but also what your subconscious mind, what you don't even realize is happening. So every time you mute that, you know, you think that every time you mute it, it will just stop. It will just go away eventually. But when in fact, it's just going to repeat itself. And the fact of the matter is that universal assignment will keep showing up until you answer the call. It will keep showing up in different areas of your life. And that's what I was experiencing. You know, my dating life was shambles. My businesses were in turmoil and I didn't understand why, but that was why. That was the missing piece that I found.
I love that universal. Yeah. Sorry. I was going to say universal assignment. I love that. That was so beautiful. So I just want to quickly go through some of the pillars that you work through in terms of working with your one-on-ones and your group clients. So healing their wounds and their trauma. So we kind of went through that in terms of allowing women to get to their next level and that universal assignment, which I think is so clever. Releasing their ingrained money blocks.
Yeah. So, releasing their ingrained money blocks. Well, I feel like most people come to me because their relationship with money is fear-based, or that they believe that money is bad or that it's scarce and there's not enough. But those are just examples of the symptoms of a much deeper rooted source of the problem. Money blocks can exist on so many levels, either on a surface mindset level, a subconscious sabotage level where you don't even realize it's happening. And it could also be your environment or even the people around you. They could be hidden in your language, you know, the language that you use on a daily basis. And that's a part of the way you talk. You don't even realize you're saying I'm stressed or, you know, money, oh, like I'm stressed about this bill or whatever it is. You don't even realize that you're saying it until someone points it out to you, whether it's a family member or a friend or a coach. And what I feel like is money blocks can even show up in as the relationship you have with yourself. And I feel like we're going to talk about this in a sec. You've mentioned that we're going to be talking about self-worth and how you, so that's the source, I believe, of everything. Your self-worth, your self-love, self-image. I have yet to meet someone whose relationship with money is not tied to their relationship with themselves on some level. It's just a matter of a fact, you know? So yeah, it's really interesting work, and it's something that is really, really close to my heart. Because I feel like everyone has a birthright of abundance, and there's so much we can all have in our lives if we knew just how to do it.
So you had said that collectively as a gender, we all have limiting beliefs when it comes to the next level of success, and we all need support as we break through those fear barriers and blocks. So this is, I think, something that you were starting with in terms of confidence and self-worth. And I find like even in the 21st century, women are still hesitant to talk about their goals or their success. And even if they've reached and already attained those goals, like it's very rare to really have a woman like step into that. Like, you know, I make this and I've done, you know what I mean? And not from a place of ego, but just of a place of stepping up, I guess, to their higher self and becoming the best version of themselves. So how do you work through that with your clients and just really finding their voice and that confidence, that self-worth?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's just a matter of knowing your place. You're knowing that you are capable of doing all of the things. And that when I say like collectively as a gender, we have all limiting beliefs around money is because, you know, most women believe that the men will take care of the finances. The men take care of the bills. You know, sometimes the men are the businessmen. We're not really, you know, it's something that is ingrained in our culture, you know, the way that we've grown up. And, you know, the women will stay home, do the dishes, which is, you know, but it's ingrained. It's still ingrained in how we sometimes believe, like to think on a subconscious level. And yeah, I feel like once the thought isn't subconscious, sometimes it comes into the conscious and it comes into the action in how we carry ourselves and how we show up in the world. And that, again, translates into how we show up in our businesses and how we view our self-worth. And maybe that we're not good enough to charge a higher price ticket, you know, So it shows up, it's all linked to the self-worth, to how you view yourself and how you show up in the world.
I love that. I've actually heard women that have said that before they received like the highest like paycheck they have received from like whatever occupation that they have, they actually had to like go to therapy to just be able to just like work through those like beliefs and be able to like understand that they're worthy of that. You talked about this a little bit. I just want to go back there for a quick second. Finding a balance of doing enough of the right things and allowing flow. I think a lot of time I see it in my industry as well. We want things so bad in our businesses. We want, you know, and it could be really for coaches, could be for any professional, really any entrepreneur, but we just want it so bad that I think we just block it a lot of the time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, well, I'm going to answer this question in three parts. So you said doing the right things and allowing flow. So part one is that doing the right things can include knowing the strategies to apply when you have an idea or a nudge. Part two is listening to the intuition, your higher self, which I have found that with some of my clients that after years of pressing mute on that nudge, it's a skill that requires some serious work. It takes time and knowing how to distinguish between your old programming and your higher self. and knowing how to activate your higher self so that everything you do comes from a natural place without fight, without resistance. And part three is allowing flow. To me, that is all about the unwavering faith that all of your desires are coming in divine timing. And it's not a matter of whether they will happen, but it's a matter of when. When we have this faith, we become detached from the end result. And that in itself allows flow into your life. It just becomes easier. You know, you manifest things into your life with ease rather than you are grafting, you are hustling. You know, clients come to you, you know, that your ideal client, when you have everything aligned, your desires come to you.
I love that. You mentioned intuition. I think intuition is so powerful. I think, you know, we live in with society that we're kind of like embedded with noise and like do this, show up like this way and, you know, have this offer. And I just, you know, if working with a coach like yourself, women could just get to the point that they're aligned with what they're doing and it's just coming through downloads and intuition. So I love that. Say, yeah. I'm right where I'm supposed to be and I'm right on time. So what would be your message to the woman that is listening to this and, you know, they're paralyzed by either having like the perfect website and the perfect opt-in and the perfect, you know, program, you know, they're just waiting for all that perfectness.
Well, the thing is, there is no perfect. It literally doesn't exist. You know, if you're waiting for, you'll be waiting forever. Right. You will be waiting forever. And when you have an idea, take the first steps. Regardless of what it looks like, you'll either win or you'll either learn and do it better next time. And in terms of, you know, believing that I'm right where I'm supposed to be and I'm right on time, the truth is, wherever you are in life, that statement remains true. It remains true. And believing that is so powerful, to accepting the current moment as it is, the current experience that you are going through, believing that it's for the highest good. You're either learning, it's either a challenge that's making you even better, that is going to prepare you for the moment that you're about to achieve, the desires that are coming. You know, you need to become, you need to grow into those desires. And that's why, you know, we have all these challenges that, and blocks up, you know, roadblocks or whatever it is that you come across when you are building something, because you are growing and it's a growing pains, isn't it?
It is. I love that. So you say begin anywhere. So we're, you know, nearing the end of the year. And I find usually this time of the year, people start, whether it's like business goals or financial goals or fitness goals, people start to have that kind of like, you know, we'll just enjoy the rest of the year, show up in January. And you know what I mean? Come on strong in January. So in terms of beginning anywhere, what would your message be to that woman that is going to listen to this and is kind of, you know, waiting till January to launch her program or waiting till January to launch her website or whatever it is?
I'd say start. I'd say begin now. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? You can imagine where you'd be in 3 months from now if you began today. But if you waited another month, it will take you even longer. It will. You don't know what's going to happen a month from now. You just don't know what's going to happen a month. You could be needed somewhere else, or you could be, you know, you just don't know. Start where, with this moment. Start with what you have and just begin. And the way, do you know what? Most people believe that they need to know the rest of the road. They need to know exactly what's going to happen from A to Z, how they're going to get there. When in fact, they just need to take the first step and the way will be shown to them a step at a time. And it's just that belief in taking that first step, even though you don't see the full road, is something where is required for manifesting all of your desires. Yeah.
That aligned action. Yeah. So you see, your relationships are a direct reflection of your self-worth. So I think this is so powerful. So if you could just expand on that, and you had touched on this a little bit in terms of money.
Yeah. So what I've learned in the, especially in the past few months, is that whatever you feel you're lacking or missing from the people around you, like if you're looking for your husband or your partner or your friend to give you something that you're not getting, the chances are it's something you need to give yourself first. You need to have the awareness that how you treat yourself, your self-talk, the time that you assign for self-love or self-care is how, like, it's what you attract more of in your life. So ask yourself, what am I looking for outside of me? And what am I lacking? Then translate that. How can I give myself that first? Where can I improve my self-love? Where can I give myself more self-care? where can I give myself more time? Because, you know, we are on this treadmill of life. We are nonstop and we don't give ourselves a break where, you know, it's required. All of the things that I'm talking about, it's all part of the pieces of the puzzle that you need to manifest your desires with ease. And I feel like it's just the whole, yeah, like I said, it's a vital part of the whole image.
Love that, because I find with women especially, because I was single for a long time in my 30s, so I was around a lot of women in that same season. And I felt like even at that stage of their life, they're still waiting for something to bring that happiness and make them feel worthy and loved. And so I love that. So as we come to a close, is there anything that is resonating with you that you're getting downloads to share, anything that you're being called to share?
So as we talk, I'm actually planning an exciting masterclass that is going to take women through the skills, experiences, and the things that they need to do to become empowered, because the title is Empowered Women Make More Money.
Well,
so that is, you know, I can share the link with you that when that's available, and then you guys can go and check it out.
I love that. So that's what we can expect for you. Anything else until the next couple months going into 2021?
Well, I feel like I believe I've kind of nailed my program. So it's going to be the same program for at least another year. Okay. And most women come to me for the change of the beliefs around money and create security of a consistent income. And I've created the 7 principle program to help millions of women. It's going to help me fulfill my purpose. You know, it helps millions of women in business, whether that is a service business or a coaching business, improve and change their relationship with money. And by going through the program, they learn how to unlock their highest potential, attract their ideal client with ease, and manifest money with ease. And you notice that I use with ease. It's so important to me, because if you are forcing things, that's just not something that works. And I've created this program in keeping in mind that if you're doing all of the things and just unsure where you're going wrong or what's missing, the chances are you're missing at least one of these principles from your life and business. So it's really powerful, and I'm so excited to be sharing it with everyone.
I'm so excited to learn more and share it. And because, you know, I think the more women like yourself show up and give women permission to want more, to, you know, say that I want to have 6-figure months or 7-figure months, or 8, you know what I mean? Like, the more we have women with this strong message, we're allowing women to empower themselves to believe it, that they're worthy of it, and to want it. Like, you know what I mean? It's just so many women that are just like, okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's a kind of a collective uprising. It's an uprising.
It is. So the more we can have women say that it's okay for wanting us to have more. And we live in a time where women can, you know, do this from home and, you know, have kids and, you know, and marriages and have it all, essentially. So it's such a beautiful time to be a woman.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such an exciting time. Absolutely.
I agree 100%. Thank you so much. I love this conversation. I love talking about money. I'm not, no secret around that. So you gave so many nuggets, I think, that are really going to help women get started, which is the most important thing. I think, you know, the biggest lesson we've had this year is just starts, because we don't know what tomorrow will bring. We would never have, you know, thought we would live through a year like 2020. Yeah. So I think the biggest lesson is just start. You know, even if you could just go out and inspire a handful of people, you've done your job.
Exactly. I always say if you've changed one person's life, you've done your job. Yeah.
I love that. Thank you. Thank you so much, Rita. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. And be sure to share this episode with a woman that is ready to rise.